Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Big shout out to Rusty Menzel for stopping by, hanging out with us here at Grindhouse Killer Burgers, Athens, right here off of Lumpkin. It is Dukes and Bell, guys, and we got a lot to get to with the Falcons, and we'll certainly talk more about the Dogs. But Rusty laying the foundation for what he thinks they've got to do tomorrow night against Alabama. It's not going to be easy. It never is. But I think, again, Mike, if they can do some of the things we've been talking about, they will be tested. I just feel like, you know what, this home field advantage thing matters, and they'll be able to pull out a win. But it's going to be interesting to see how this back and forth goes. He said, what, 27-24? You think it may be a little bit higher?
Well,
that's
just – I mean, it really is a matter of the strategy that Mike Bobo is going to use, because you could argue if you just let it rip, then sure, the over-under is going to be easy. It'll be just like the Tennessee game. But if you run the football effectively, and I think you can run the ball, I think you can definitely run the ball against Alabama, that maybe takes – you know, I'm, again, taking air out of the ball. They can still go down the field if you don't tighten up your secondary. So now I was really liking the over after talking to Rusty. Now I'm maybe not going to touch that.
Maybe not.
Love the Dogs at 3. 3.5 seems like a bit much. You know, and right now it is at 3, right?
I believe so, yes. I believe it went down. Yes, I think it is. We'll have to take a look, and we'll give you our official picks coming up here in just a little bit as well. Here's the irony, guys, as we are at Grindhouse. So today, actually a couple of days back, 106.7, the Fan up in D.C., they hit me up. They said, Dukes, I'm heard up there on the national show. So they said, hey, will you come on and talk about the Falcons game this weekend? I said, yeah. What time do you guys want to do it? So they said, hey, probably around 1 o'clock. I said, well, I'll be in the car. I'm driving to Athens. They said, fine. So, Mike, we get on. I do this whole interview, and they're talking about all the things we've been discussing because D.C. And Commander fans are wondering what the heck is going on with our team.
Right.
Guys getting fired. What's going on with the offense? Why did they look so bad? So they're asking all these things. So they ask me, hey, well, what does Atlanta think about Marcus Mariota? I start screaming. Don't even go there. Don't even start this. Don't you dare say it. And they're going, what's wrong? We don't understand. They had no idea what had transpired here with Marcus Mariota. Commander fans, why would they? They weren't watching. And I said, this dude quit on us, right? He should have been a mentor. He took his ball. He went home. It was just a bad ending to what was a mediocre season. They in tune then say, we love him up here. Dan loves him.
Right.
And then I go, well, great. And then they go, oh, by the way, Dukes, he's been named a captain for Sunday.
Yeah, so now this sets up so perfectly for the Falcons to lose to Marcus Mariota as a captain and watch him take a Jeff George-like victory lap, as Jeff George did at the Georgia Dome for Falcon fans of a certain age. I hope our defense has something to say about this. He is still mobile. You know, like he's a journeyman, Carl.
He is.
That's for kids that are listening at home, that
bum.
Means bum.
Bum.
But in this case, he's going to have summoned something now, but he won't have Terry McLaurin to throw the football to because he don't look like he's good to go. And as we said, Jaden McDaniels is definitely not going to play from what I read. But to me, Carl, it's about us scoring points. I mean, like, you don't have all these weapons, all these first-round picks, and you can't get the ball in the end zone. The red zone has got to stop being the dead zone. Everybody around the country is now looking at us and saying, wow, maybe Zach Robinson is the first coach off of the Sean McVay tree. And I joked around with you 2 weeks ago. I said, maybe he's going to be the stump off the Sean McVay coaching tree. Because this guy really seems to be like they're sticking to their guns. You know, as I said to you the other day, you mentioned the pistol, they all roll their eyes. Like they're sick of hearing about it. Well, then execute it.
Execute.
Make it work.
That's the key. And look, they'll get another shot Sunday. This is not hyperbole. If we don't look good offensively Sunday, there could easily be more heads rolling. And I mean that. Because the head coach knows that this thing is escalating. You should have got to the playoffs last year. Whatever happened, happened. Somebody's got to be held accountable. That's Raheem Morris. You come back. You address the things you need to in the draft. Your defense looks like it's going to be better. Hey, look at our offensive weapons. And then No wide receiver or tight end has a touchdown on the season. More heads will roll, Mike, if this thing doesn't look better on Sunday. And I said to you, look, as a Falcon fan, I want to get a win. If we win by 1 point, I know people are going to be like, yay, whoop-dee-doo. But I also feel like if that win comes with a defensive touchdown and two field goals and the offense still doesn't do anything, it doesn't answer the questions that we have regarding this offense.
Now, it's at 1-3, you know, all of a sudden the sky, if it's not falling to some fans, it will be falling. 2-2 is kind of like where a lot of fans thought we'd be the first 4 weeks.
I agree.
You know, because the Bucs is a tough divisional game. I don't think we anticipated Minnesota being as bad as they were. They came right back the next week and they cranked it up. Basically, what we need to be is what Minnesota was. As lifeless as Minnesota looked, they looked like world beaters against Cincinnati the following week.
They did. It's a league. It's here's the interesting thing about the NFL. It is literally a week-to-week league. It's why it's so hard to gamble on this league.
Yes.
Because you go, man, they look terrible. And Mike and I were talking about this. Right now, Vegas is begging you, right? Begging you to take the Falcons because they're like, oh, look at this spread. Everybody's on the Commanders. It's really interesting. Now, they want money on both sides, but this is why this league is so hard to handicap. But, I've been saying it all week. They're going to show up. I just don't know if they'll execute on offense. By the way, more on our offensive coordinator as we move along and some of the things he had to say to us this week. We're live at Grindhouse Killer Burgers in Athens. This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys brighten your holidays this year. Coming up a little bit later on, we'll go behind enemy lines of our own and head to Washington to find out from our ESPN affiliate there what's going on with the Commanders. We'll get an injury update, but Mike mentioned it. The two guys that we didn't think were going to play, it's Friday, they're not playing. Terry McLaurin is out, and if you are naming Marcus Mariota a captain, he's playing on Sunday. So that is where we're at heading into this game on Sunday.
And a little bit later, guys, and Guy talking the 4 o'clock for golf fans out there, the Ryder Cup kicked off today in Bethpage. And dare I say, Carl, it was a beatdown in the morning session of foursomes. They lost 3-1, and they're grinding here at the Grindhouse, pardon the pun, doing a little bit better in this afternoon session. But, yeah, it's 3-1. For people who don't understand, the scoring system is a little convoluted. That's big.
It is.
And we need to just be even, Steven, and then kind of show out on Sunday. So right now the USA has got a hole to dig out of, and hopefully they can. But, man, you said it. Fleetwood and Rory were just on fire.
The crowd is waiting for the American team to do something to spark this energy. Like, and guys have hit great shots. The putting was off this morning, but, you know, this is a unique competition. But, man, the energy is just waiting to explode. But our guys didn't give them that this morning. They're playing that the second part of the first day here this afternoon.
And the Euros are up right now in 3 of the 4 matches.
Yeah.
So, again, this, I mean, you lose those today, then it's pretty much over. You got really no shot. It'd have to be a collapse by the Europeans on Saturday.
More on that coming up. Call us. Let us know what you think. We'd love to hear from you. 404-726-0929. Find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929, and follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Big O back at the studio. Let's get to the Daily Download.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Story number one.
Well, first things first, guys, it's our Atlanta Falcons, and this game on Sunday is a must win. Look, we've been saying it to you, that there's no beating around the bush, but we asked Coach Ra this week, what about this quarterback position? What do you think they're going to do? He said they had to prepare for both.
You know, Marcus went out there and got a big-time win from last week. Obviously, the age difference is different, but the game plan won't change as much for the guy who's calling it, right? He may run the ball a little bit more, whether you're talking about with Marcus or you're talking about with Jaden, but those are just the things you got to be ready for. So, like, we got a good picture of what Marcus is going to do next week and how, I mean, last week and how that looked. And when they get there, we'll be prepared. You know, our defense is ready to deal. A lot of the similar stuff that we know. Cliff Kingsbury is the constant, and we know what it looks like and get ready to prepare for that.
Going to tell you guys right now, we got to tackle on Sunday.
Right.
We got to tackle, man.
Look, if you could have tackled Baker Mayfield and our kicker could make a field goal, you know, we might actually be on the other side of this. We'd be 2-1 and feeling completely different about the season. But that's why we are so kind of like right now in flux. And Falcon fans are nervous. Got a right to be. You know, your kicker blows it if you didn't address the kicking situation in the offseason. Second week of the season, your defense plays great. The one touchdown you scored, Carl, Minnesota let you score to get the ball back. And then, of course, we all know what happened last week. One of the worst losses. And like in 7 years of not making the playoffs, now going on 8, this was one of the worst losses I've seen.
No doubt. Michael Penix talked about the Commanders' defense and what he's seeing and what he expects on Sunday.
Yeah, good defense. You know, I feel like they show a lot of different things. You know, I feel like between last year and this year, they're pretty similar structure. You know, I feel like they have an identity and they've been doing good with it. And it's going to be a good game.
Let's hope so. Mike, you asked me yesterday, did I trust Kyler Murray? The answer is no. I don't know if you saw the game last night, Thursday Night Football, on Amazon Prime. Last-second field goal, which, look, I hope our game doesn't come down to that. But it did for Seattle. They end up winning the game 23-20 over Arizona. But there's something going on with Marvin Harrison Jr., Mike. There is something going on.
Now, last year, I put it more on – I honestly thought more about the quarterback. I thought that he wasn't getting the ball to him. He was missing him when he was open. And now this year, he's getting the ball in his hands, and he's dropping everything. Marvin Harrison Jr. literally does like kind of a hot potato ball thrown on the money in traffic. He literally just coughs it up, goes the other way. And if you're Kyler Murray, I get it. You want to try to keep your emotions in check. You don't want to like show up a guy. But if ever there was a time to give your guy a dirty look, it was last night,
and he did,
and everybody saw it. So, yeah, I have no idea. Your dad's one of the greatest wide receivers to ever dress out. You were too big to do the combine, too big to do individual workouts, and now you look like a bust.
He does. And by the way, the real question about Kyler Murray is he already got his bag. Are they ever going to win anything?
No.
Are they ever going to win anything?
You just feel like with Tua, they're just kind of in this – well, granted, we're looking up at them, but they're just kind of at this area where the ceiling is playoffs but never going any farther.
All right, guys, when we come back live at Grindhouse Killer Burgers, Dan Orlowski joined Turtle last night on the night show. I want you to hear what he said about what he thinks about Zach moving down to the field. That's our offensive coordinator. And also Penix's – footwork. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell live in Athens.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.